The road from illness to recovery is often difficult. In the middle of a major health crisis, patients are expected to navigate the complicated healthcare system. A pilot program called Alaska Innovative Medicine in Anchorage is rounding out its first year, trying to improve that journey for patients while also spending fewer healthcare dollars. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
In the early morning hours of April 8th, Brian Somm felt horrible.
Every time I laid down, I could feel something boiling in my chest. And then I'd throw up, and then I'd lay back down, and I went through this process three, four, five times.
It was a heart attack, and it nearly killed Somm. While he was recovering in the hospital, he got a call from a social worker who said she was with Alaska Innovative Medicine, and her services were free. She visited Somm at home. At first, he was skeptical.
Because I didn't know who she was or what this was. All I know is I was real sick and I just got home from the hospital after 2 weeks.
That medical social worker was Gigi Rigg, and it didn't take long for her to win Somm over. Rigg gave Somm her cell phone number. When his medication made him feel strange, he called her, and she had him talk to a nurse who could troubleshoot the issue. Another time, Somm's hand swelled up strangely, the type of episode that could have easily sent him to the ER. Instead, he called Rigg, and she connected him with a doctor.
We want to fill something that doesn't exist so that people don't have to navigate this very confusing medical system alone.
Rigg even went to appointments with Somm as another set of eyes and ears and to help translate complicated medical jargon. Rigg's goal and the goal of Alaska Innovative Medicine is to keep patients on track.
It's just a hard thing to do alone, and it's hard to figure out when you don't know the healthcare system. You know, I think family and support systems try to be helpful, but it's like, okay, here, now we're going to speak Japanese only in the house, you know? Wait, I don't know Japanese, but I'm going to try.
A group of Anchorage doctors established Alaska Innovative Medicine, or AIM, in January. It's a pilot project funded by the insurer Premier Alaska and focused on their members. So far, AIM has worked with more than 800 patients. Noah Laufer is a primary care doctor in Anchorage who helped establish AIM and is now a board member. He says the idea is to coordinate care between different doctors to reduce the barriers that prevent patients from getting better. And who is best suited to do that? Laufer says one big lesson from this experiment, it's not the doctors.
It turns out that the social worker or case manager is often the most important person on the team by far.
Social workers and case managers are problem solvers. They can communicate with a team of doctors, the insurer, and the patient to address pesky issues that seem simple but can quickly derail a recovery. Laufer gives the example of a patient who shows up at a pharmacy with a prescription to take a pill 3 times a day, but the benefits management company will only allow the medicine 2 times a day.
The pharmacist, you know, is behind the counter for 20 minutes and comes back and says it's not covered. There's no one for them to go to, and they throw up their hands, sometimes in despair, and leave without the medicine they need. And this is exactly the kind of systemic hurdle. No one is intentionally doing something bad, but the outcome is not acceptable.
Insurer Premier Alaska thinks AIM can give their members better care at a manageable cost. Patients love the program, and Premier is encouraged by preliminary data that shows the pilot project is beginning to help reduce hospital readmissions and trips to the ER. That's certainly been Brian Somm's experience. He hasn't had to return to the hospital or had an ER visit since he was discharged nearly 8 months ago. He started to think about going back to work, and Somm's made some big personal changes.
I used to drink quite a bit when I came home from work. I don't drink or smoke anymore. Big change.
How did you do that?
When somebody tells you it's going to kill you, you'll stop doing it.
Somm says on a bad day, he thinks about having a drink or a smoke, but he's not about to let that happen. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.